Merry Christmas. I'm Lee Hay, and welcome to the 9th annual Around Cincinnati 2-Hour Christmas Special. During the first hour this evening, you'll hear holiday music from Seabird, the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, Ricky Nye and Raison d'Etre, as well as visits with actors from Cincinnati Children's Theater, the Christmas Carol production at Playhouse in the Park, and Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. You'll also hear readings by Barbara Gray, Ron Esposito, and Rick Pender. Let's begin with another reading, Cincinnati Pops Orchestra conductor John Morris Russell. 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Happy holidays, everyone. This is John Morris Russell, conductor of the Cincinnati Pops, and I'd like to share with you a beautiful poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, by Clement Moore. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Ma in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When, to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all!
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So, up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly, and it shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying a finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew, like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight,
"Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night!"
This is Van Ackerman from the Cincinnati Arts Association. Happy holidays from the Aronoff Center at Music Hall.
Hi, I'm Roberta Schultz from the trio Raison d'Etre, and we'd like to share with you one of our favorite carols, Angels We Have Heard on High. And Merry Christmas!
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joy. in excelsis Deo.
I'm Barbara Gray. I'd like to wish you the joys of the season and share a poem with you. It's titled In the Bleak Midwinter by Christina Rossetti. Many of you will recognize this as a carol. In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow, in the bleak midwinter long ago. Our God, heaven cannot hold him, nor earth sustain. Heaven and earth shall flee away when he comes to reign. In the bleak midwinter, a stable place sufficed, the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ. Enough for him whom cherubim worship night and day, breast full of milk and a manger full of hay. Enough for him whom angels fall before, the ox and ass and camel which adore. Angels and archangels may have gathered there, cherubim and seraphim thronged the air, but his mother only, in her maiden bliss, worshipped the beloved with a kiss. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what I can, I give him, give my heart. In the Bleak Midwinter by Christina Rossetti. Wishing you the joys of the season, I'm Barbara Gray.
Merry Christmas. I'm Robin Carey Allgaier, and I'd like to share the Choir of Christ Church Cathedral's version of In the Bleak Midwinter.
Thank you.
This is Ricky Nye wishing you happy holidays and happy to be a part of Ring 4, holiday music for you to benefit the public radio stations here in Greater Cincinnati. I did the track Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, which features Kim Taylor on vocals, Rich Hordinsky on guitar, and my old bandmates Bob Neiswanger on bass, and Rick Bam Powell on drums, who was recorded at Rich Hordinsky's studio. And hope you enjoy. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you.
Hi, everybody. My name's Billy Chase.
I'm Justin McCombs.
And I am Sarah Clark, and we are three actors from the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. We're going to do a little scene from our annual holiday production of Every Christmas Story Ever Told, and then some. It is a three-man romp that amalgamates all of the different Christmas stories. And at this point in the play, my character has to explain to Justin's character that there is, in fact, no Santa Claus. Okay, Justin, I am going to try this logically, okay?
Okay.
Now, Santa Claus visits all the children in the world, okay? All of the good, all of the nice children, on Christmas Eve, leaves them presents, fills their stockings, eats and drinks their milk and cookies, and ho, 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 and off to the next, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Justin, there are about 380 million children in the Christian world, okay? In the Santa Claus-believing part of the world. Now, if we break that down to an average of, say, three kids per house, that's 126 million houses he has to visit in one night.
Yeah.
Justin, even giving him all the time zones to work with, it breaks down to something like 800 houses per second.
Yeah.
Justin, that means that Santa Claus has about 1/1000th of a second to park the sleigh, hop out, slide down the chimney, down a couple of cookies, a glass of milk, fill the stockings, leave the presents, shimmy up the chimney, and zoom on to the next house.
Yeah.
That's 252 million cookies, Justin. It's almost 8 million gallons of milk.
Wow.
And At only one present per kid, each weighing not more than about 2 pounds.
Ooh, I want an official Red Ryder carbine action 200-shot range model air rifle.
Okay.
With a compass in the stock and this thing tells time.
Hey, you'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Aww.
Justin, his sleigh would be carrying more than 380,000 tons. It would have to travel at 650 miles per second. 380,000 tons traveling at 650 miles per second in our atmosphere would create so much air resistance and friction, it would burst into flames with an explosion equal to 10 Nagasakis. You see what I'm getting at here?
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I know it's hard to understand, and I'm sorry, but...
Santa is... even more amazing than I thought!
No, it's not at all, but...
Sarah, I think you're missing the point here. The point is that the spirit of Santa and the spirit of giving has pretty much spread worldwide. And millions of people have Santa Claus traditions, and millions of children do believe in him. In Brazil, he's Vivo Indo. In China, he's Don Che Lao Ren. In Easter Island, he's...
Grape Hago.
Ramata.
Kitarenge.
Mata Kitarenge, indeed, little Justin. So, you see, Sarah, when you stop believing in Santa Claus, that's when you start getting clothes for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So when little Justin here writes the newspaper and says, please, tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? I think he needs an answer. And I think that you should be the one to give him that answer. What do you say, Sarah? Justin?
Yes, Virgustinia. There is a Santa Claus. He lives in the hearts of children and advertising executives everywhere. He lives in shopping malls and TV specials. He lives in Coca-Cola commercials and in those frightening little mechanical dancing dolls that people put on their front lawns. And in bell-ringing, moth-eaten corner drunks. But do you know where he lives most of all, Justin?
The North Pole.
The North Pole. That's right, Justin. Where it's 70 degrees below zero and water freezes before it hits the ground. Where there's no vegetation to support life, let alone 8 reindeer.
9 reindeer.
Oh, 9 reindeer. Right. Mm-hmm. Not to mention a couple of 100,000 slave labor elves who crank out hundreds of millions of toys. Of course, they're doing it with no raw materials or modern power tools or supply lines. But he lives there, Justin. He lives there all the same.
Oh, tell me how fast that sleigh goes again. And the cookies. And the cookies.
Are you satisfied?
Very.
Can we move on now?
Go on.
Sarah?
Yeah?
I think you're great.
So many cookies every year!
Hey, happy holidays from the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company.
I'm Bobby Fisher.
My name is Michael Ronstadt.
We would like to introduce to you the song Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella, which we recorded for Christmas Ring, Volume 2. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. This is Rich Hordinsky. This piece that you're about to hear is an old, old piece of music that I first heard in college when we sang it in the Malone College Chorale, and it's called the Coventry Carol from Coventry in England, and has some beautiful shifting rhythms and harmonies. And for this version, I took all of the parts and played them with this weird little electronic device called an ebow. So it sort of sounds like an oboe, but I played it with the guitar. Hope you like it.
That was Akimi, sing out Christmas Time Is Here. I'm Kevin Rowinski, wishing you and yours a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. This is Rick Pender, and I'm going to share a poem by Billy Collins, who was America's Poet Laureate a few years back. The poem is called Christmas Sparrow. The first thing I heard this morning was a rapid flapping sound, soft, insistent. Wings against glass as it turned out downstairs, where I saw the small bird rioting in the frame of a high window, trying to hurl itself through the enigma of glass into the spacious light. Then a noise in the throat of a cat, who was hunkered on the rug, told me how the bird had gotten inside, carried in the cold night through the flap of a basement door, and later released from the soft grip of teeth. On a chair, I trapped its pulsations in a shirt, and got to the door, so weightless it seemed to have vanished in the nest of cloth. But outside, when I uncupped my hands, it burst into its element, dipping over the dormant garden in a spasm of wing beats, then disappeared over a row of tall hemlocks. For the rest of the day, I could feel its wild thrumming against my palms as I wondered about the hours it must have spent pent in the shadows of that room, hidden in the spiky branches of our decorated tree, breathing there among the metallic angels, ceramic apples, stars of yarn, its eyes open, like mine, as I lie in bed tonight, picturing this rare, lucky sparrow tucked into a holly bush now, a light snow tumbling through the windless dark.
Here's a couple of songs by the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, I Believe, featuring the orchestra with the May Festival Chorus and the Winton Woods Varsity Ensemble. And then it's in the archives for Rosemary Clooney singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. That's from the 1990 Telarc release, Christmas with the Pops. I'm Frank Johnson. Have a great holiday.
Make some miracles. yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, if the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Hi, my name is Bruce Cromer. I play Scrooge in Cincinnati Playhouse's version of A Christmas Carol.
And I'm Craig Wesley DeVino. I play Scrooge's nephew, Fred.
And the scene that we're going to do for you is a short one, which is sort of the introduction of nephew Fred, who is bouncing and filled with Christmas cheer, as opposed to
Scrooge, who is quite the opposite. Fred's arrived to invite his uncle over to Christmas dinner.
Which he does every year.
As he does every year.
And Scrooge refuses every year. And for good reason.
I don't think so. Hello, hello. God save you, gentlemen.
Oh, so it's you again, eh, nephew?
Merry Christmas, uncle.
Oh, weren't you here last year at this time?
A man of habit, am I?
It's a silly habit, I might add. What right have you to be merry? You're poor enough.
Well, come, come then, uncle. What right have you to be so morose? You're rich enough.
Bah.
Merry Christmas, Bob.
Humbug.
Don't be cross, uncle.
What else can I be, eh? When I live in such a world of fools. Merry Christmas. What's Christmas to you but a time for paying bills without any money? A time for finding yourself a year older, not an hour richer? If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled with his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart.
Uncle!
He should. No more Merry Christmases, if you please. Keep Christmas in your own way and let me keep it in mine.
Keep it, but you don't keep it.
Well, let me leave it alone, then. Much good may it do you.
Much good it has ever done you.
Uncle, there are many things in this world, Christmas being one, from which I have not profited, but from which I have derived good. I have always thought of Christmas time as a good time, a kind, a forgiving, a charitable, a pleasant time. The only time of year when men and women can open up their hearts and embrace each other. Therefore, Uncle, though it has never put a scrap of gold or silver in my pocket, I believe that Christmas has done me good, and will do me good, and I say God bless it!
Oh, you're quite a powerful speaker, sir. I wonder you don't go into Parliament.
Don't be angry, Uncle. Come, dine with us tomorrow.
Us?
Yes, me, my wife, a few good friends.
Oh, yes, your wife. Tell me, nephew, why did you marry?
Marry? Why, because I fell in love.
Because I fell in love. The only thing in this world more ridiculous than a Merry Christmas. Good afternoon.
I want nothing from you. I ask nothing of you. Why cannot we be friends?
Good afternoon.
I am sorry to find you so resolute, Uncle, but I am determined to keep my Christmas humor to the last, and so a Merry Christmas.
Good afternoon.
And to you, Bob.
Good afternoon.
And a Happy New Year.
Good day, sir.
Hey, Merry Christmas. This is Ryan Morgan from Seabird.
And this is Aaron Morgan.
This is our song that we redid, Go Tell on the Mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain.
I'm Jim Stump. Best wishes and may the Christmas spirits bless you and your family this holiday season. Here's a version of The Little Drummer Boy by the group Papa Loves Mambo from the Ring 4 release. Featured musicians include Michael Scharf on electric bass and percussion, Brian Batchelor-Glader keyboards, flutes Sandy Suskin, drums Phil Tipton, and Stan Ginn percussion.
Thank you.
This is Jeff Seibert from the Mayerson Foundation, and I want to give a great holiday greeting to everyone in Cincinnati, especially the students at the School for Creative and Performing Arts from the Mayerson Foundation.
Hello, I'm Angela Powell Walker, the Artistic Director of the Children's Theater of Cincinnati. And we have here with us tonight wonderful reindeer that will be pulling Santa's sleigh in the Day Before Christmas production that was at the Taft Theater. First, I'd like to introduce you to our wonderful reindeer.
Hi, my name is William Gibson. I'll be playing the part as Dasher.
My name is DeAndre Means, and I'll be playing Donner.
My name is Brandon Bentley, and I will be playing the role of Comet.
My name is James Jones, and I'll be playing the role of Prancer.
My name is Trace Young, and I will be playing the role of Blitzen.
And since we've already played our roles down at the Taft, we're ready to pull Santa's sleigh this wonderful Christmas Eve. So, everyone,
Merry Christmas!
Dashing through the snow, one horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Jingle all the bum bum bum.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle all the bum bum bum.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Yeah.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Woo.
Jingle all the way.
Bring it, Dasher.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, my gosh, that was so much fun.
It's a party.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. Take me there.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Cruising.
Over the hills we go.
Yeah.
Laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to ride, singing sleighing song tonight. Oh,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Yeah, yeah.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I'm Ron Esposito, sending all of you the best during this holiday season. Here's a poem from the Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh. Interrelationship. You are me, and I am you. Isn't it obvious that we inter are? You cultivate the flower in yourself so that I will be beautiful. I transform the garbage in myself so that you will not have to suffer. I support you. You support me. I am in this world to offer you peace. You are in this world to bring me joy.
You're listening to the 9th Annual Around Cincinnati Christmas Special on 91.7 WVXU Cincinnati and 88.5 WMUB Oxford. Coming up in the next hour, more songs from the Ring 4 CD and actors from Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati and New Edgecliff Theater.